Pod Podcast of the Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 6 with my old race number today, verses 7 through 11. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. Amen. My rhymes play on the words of life by salvation. For in Jesus, each and every sin of humanity's past, present, and future has been eliminated by one cross, one death, one resurrection, one ascension, by one God, fully human and divine. For we believe he was there from the beginning, creating the world. We must imagine him true. Amen. We must realize the death he encountered allows us to freely begin to give as the clemency he offers, allows us to live him in love, faith, and hope of his unalienable mercy. We no longer feel the worry of death, finding eternity as the joy of knowing God's kingdom, living anointed by the power of redemption, not words, but eyewitnessed proof. You know, each and every day I write in brevity the opportunity to awake to scripture and rhyme, and to hear God's word in such a way that we want to live by the divine. It's not just a poetic sense. It's being one in Christ, knowing that once he's risen and your belief is true, that you've risen with him above all other things, and death has left you. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are dying today. Lord, may their last breath be offered in your name. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 6. We're in verses 7-11. In honor of my old race number, racing motocross back in the day. Maybe Jeff Hope's listening to little podcast this morning and catching a glimpse of honoring prayer for him in this instance as well. Today's poem is a two-stanza poem, and its title is All Sin Killed by Him. Sin absolved, person dead, dying in Christ. Our belief, trusting life without dread, Christ raised power over death relief. All sin killed by him, cross life of God's Son. Yourselves too die from sin. Jesus Christ in God, we've won. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 21st, 2021. Recording this morning at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast every day, we do a little impromptu work at the end of our call. You know, today we're going to talk about the line, all sin killed by him. Jesus took on the sin of the world, and therefore all death, if sin has been erased by him. And therefore we find relief, as my little puppy is over doing her dreaming right now. Go, Cielo, go. All right. Cielo's anointed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my word. Good dog. What an amazing opportunity to share nature with our people in faith. Oh, boy. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close today. Just thinking about that verse, all sin killed by him. May we find some opportunities to understand his truth. As we close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. A lot of memories in that number. Sweet Jesus. 7:11. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. John and Marie will be sending prayers your way too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.